Mr. Chairman, any sites of is my public works, you need one more person, maybe?
We're on.
All right, then we're gonna follow Sally's request regarding timing from the professionals.
Call this meeting the Public Works Committee to order.
I like how you did that.
All right, and call it to order the Committee on Budget and Appropriations with a quorum present. I've been instructed to revisit items 3234 and 3233. For Public Works, which are the only joint items we have, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you want us to meet at 4 o'clock, is that so, again, today?
Hey, morning.
Well, I have a fun in the morning.
Uh-oh, we have been joined by Mr. Nagoski. Chairman. All right, Mr. Chairman, these two items, we have several questions. I am hoping that our staff is satisfied with the feedback that has been received in order to properly move forward with items 3234 and 3233. Excuse me, Commissioner. We got the...
We have a CBA for 3234, which we have reviewed in our company. It's actually a reduction in the whole capital program of about $340,000.
That represents...
Hey there.
Oh, yeah.
$340,000.
Because it's a reduction in two components of the capital program.
How you feeling?
Much better, thank you.
And then an increase, except the ARPA funding and amend the finding.
That coffee thing is probably bad.
Keep going.
All right.
Okay.
Since you're here, just bring it to a closure.
Closure?
The two items, please.
As Ms. Reason stated, one is the CBA, which is bringing in the $2 million in the Department of Energy's EECBG program, which is a community block grant program to do energy efficient projects. This one is at the county center. We're using that money for air conditioning improvements combined with RGP-04. We're doing the boiler side. And there was a previous appropriation in 2009 which would have replaced the air handling equipment of $1.3 million. That's where we're taking part of that credit from. Also in 2010, which was discussed last week, we had done the flooring portion under the previous capital. So for the seating, we need about $580,000. So there's a savings of $1,040,000 there, plus the $2 million from the DOE. It's a reduction of $340,000. The second portion is for $580,000 for the seating, the balcony seating in the county center.
All right, and the question from our senior budget staff was that was not in the paragraph of purpose as to what the funding was. So it's a different.
That was checked with bond council. Bond council signed off on all of the wording and all of the usage of the funding today.
Mr. Chairman, just quickly do you that. Bond council affirming that the modifications that were done, that's in the capital budget amendment. That's what you're suggesting, or?
Well, and bond council opined to the fact that they used the basketball court money that was in fact used in the first appropriations could be used because the description was broad enough to in fact encompass.
Do we have a letter from bond council
that? Not.
Can we get Mr. Chairman, through you, Mr. Chairman, can we get that particular item, a letter from bond counsel stating what Ms. Reisner just suggested, which was that the definition was broad enough in the capital budget description to allow for the utilization of the funds on something that was not clearly articulated in the description of the Capital Bond Act. And Mr. Chairman, if we could get, should we not get that? Hopefully we should get that by the meeting this evening. And if not, I would ask you, Mr. Chairman, to over this item until we get this particular thing. Should it move out of committee this morning?
Right. Just for the record, Mr. Jenkins and I had a discussion about this morning, and I mentioned that the committee had an explanation. We knew what these things were. We were simply awaiting the documents that would be modified to our satisfaction, and staff has had an opportunity to review them. However, one of the things we did discuss would be before we could actually move on this on the floor, things like maybe an amended committee report or some other language that we would generate here on the floor would be viewed as inadequate. So we need something in hand, faxed to us, or however they can transmit it to us by tonight's meeting. Otherwise, you know, without that in hand, I don't see how it would be possible for us to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Myers.
Yes, I just had. I was looking through to see. I thought it would be great to note, given that these are. This is stimulus funding,
yes.
Which is fantastic. And do we have anything that talks to us about number of jobs created? Is there a way to translate this into jobs?
Well, it's 90,000.
Yeah, it's like $92,000.
Per job.
Yeah, per
so
job.
This, didn't we ask that be reflected on capital budget? Capital project fact sheets.
That
I think.
Is correct.
It's in the fiscal.
It should be in the fiscal.
Is it? Where do we find
it's
that?
It's in the fiscal.
On the bottom of the fiscal impact statement.
It is. 21.
Where's?
Yeah, right here.
Wonderful.
D.
Terrific. Thank you. Well, oh. One FTE, I see. Okay.
Oh, 21.
Where do you see 21?
On this one. Two.
It's 3234. Is that the right number?
3234.
Oh, that's 21.
Yeah.
The other one is zero? I guess. 3233. The replacement of all balcony seating has no jobs associated with it. I'm looking at the fiscal impact statement on number 3233.
Yeah, and the request was only for ARRA, the American
Recovery. Oh, only for stimulus funding.
Exactly.
That's too bad. Okay. Be good to know for all of them, I would think.
You could ask.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean,
it's
you apply the
sort
same,
of government's
you probably
role.
Probably apply the same 90,000.
Yeah, the same, exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Any other members have any other questions? This clarifies a lot of it, and with the additional request from legal that you know, and just put it in writing that it is fine for this. Legislature to move forward with the item with the yes.
So I would move with that caveat.
Okay.
I'll second.
Moved and second for budget
3234.
Mm-hmm.
Both items.
And 3-2.
Yeah, both
three.
Items.
Uh-huh. Have a motion for public works.
So
second.
Second.
Let me just say before we take the vote that last week when I had questioned Commissioner Hsu about couple of items going on, the incandescent lighting and the Yonkers Street Play. That afternoon he got back to me, was in the record, prompt and gave me information I had asked for.
And rightly so. I hope nobody becomes offended. This is the table where we ask the hard questions and before we move forward we need to be clear. You know that the procedure is being followed, otherwise might as well not exist. It's never personal here, and I want to express that. So, Mr. Chairman, if we could move forward from both committees.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. These two items that have been reported by both committees.
Thank you.
Forgot now that we passed those, but just...
Hopefully you're going to get that letter.
Just to address this issue that
Rose.
Came up last week.
Rose.
I know from time to time over the years we have asked to get an update on the authorized but unissued bonding. You know, the bonding authority that over the years we've authorized. And this sort of fell into that area. We had authorized some bonding. The money was lying around. And as we found, it was appropriately spent, but it was, but in fact it was spent. And I think every couple of years or so we get an update on how much authorized bonding is out there, either to take it off the books or to come, you know, to come up with, instead of just leaving it out there. I think that would be appropriate for the budget committee to just get that total.
Did you hear that?
Every couple of years, there's authorized but unexpended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you know, project finishes, there's a couple hundred thousand left over. After a while, that begins to pile up, and every so often we either deauthorize it or we do something with it. So I think to get an update on what's out there would be helpful. That's where he got this money from. That's where he was authorized.
And the response from Olivia is that tracking has begun.
Yes, we're starting.
Begun.
All right. And I see Mr. Oros sitting over here. Mr. Oros, Ms. Myers, do you want to make the request regarding jobs, even for non-ARA items?
Yeah. On the fiscal impact statements, you know how we're doing the job creation for this use of stimulus money. I think it would be terrific to just show one line of, even though it's simple math, just so that we're always cognizant of how many jobs we're creating by government spending and capital projects.
Mr. Chairman, wouldn't that, and besides Mr. Oral certainly, but Mr. Soul signs these, doesn't he? So.
We just want to bring everything to a circular perspective so that we speak in the same language in every angle. Mr. Chairman, that was the final item.
That's the extent of the agenda that we have published for this morning.
Yes, for public work.
Did you have minutes for your minutes? Did you have the minutes for your last meeting, Mr. Chairman?
We'll take that up.
I think it's budget.
Oh, this afternoon? Okay.
Unless there's anything else, Olivia, anything else that you would need us for, we can bring it in front of the committees. All right. I entertain a motion then to adjourn public works.
Second.
Okay, there's no objection then. The meeting stands adjourned. We have a meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock. I'd ask that members try to meet promptly at 4, as there are meetings that take place after 4 o'clock as well.
All right. We'll move right along on the budget agenda. Item number 33354, resolution transfer of funds various departments. To a total of $6,013,031. The budget director is here, and
Sorry.
How you doing, Gordon?
I'm doing well, Peter.
Absolutely.
Let me cut in front of Peter.
Absolutely. For my friend Gordon, anything.
You're a good man. I don't care what the rest of the people say about you.
That's right.
Gordon needs to leave. He just got here.
So my meeting's over.
All right, welcome. So just take us to the breakdown as to what these transfers are, where is the funding coming from, and what are we doing with it, and in a grossly detailed
sure.
I am informed by...
Do you mind if I answer?
Well, go ahead.
What this list, this is a list of year-end transfers. They're not revisions, they're just transfers between department lines for different variety of different reasons, most of which happens at the end of the year. You would just have a tweaking of the budget lines between the budget lines of departments. And it's a typical year-end situation. Each year, the board would be presented with a similar list. I believe this is a pretty small list. Some years, depending on what is going on in the departments.
When you say year end, you're talking about 2009.
This is 2009, just to complete the financial statements because no lines can be overexpended at the end of the year as requirement.
To zero.
They have to be transfers between, in this case, they're not appropriation changes, they're just transfers between the lines because they're not allowed to be overexpended.
So where does the $6 million fall to a fund balance? I mean, how does it just gets transferred between lines.
Like if you go through any particular one, in fact, you could even go to the first one on the line.
Yeah.
We're taking $197,000 from salaries, and it's going to be put to contractual services. It's just a matter of just a tweaking because the budget, as we all know, is a plan for spending,
mm-hmm.
and then this is the actuality of what actually happened.
Got it.
Instead of charges to the incorrect lines, they're charged correctly. So at the end, there's always a little tweaking, I like to call it.
Got it.
And on a $1.8 billion budget, $6 million is a tweak.
Sadly.
All right. Members, this is very clear.
Is that an accounting term?
Yes, it's an accounting term that I like to use.
Mr. Ragash.
It's just a couple of questions. Good morning.
Sure.
Just so you all know where this money's going, it seems $1,247,000 was paying for the MTA payroll taxes, and that's what that is?
MCTA. Right.
Obviously, we had not budgeted for that last year.
Correct.
So we all just can, you know, tell our constituents the MTA passed that payroll. We're raising, well, we're taking property tax at the end of the day. There's $1,002,000 was the hit on the can. Our expectation is in 2011, similar type of money. I mean, our payroll might be down a little bit.
It would be budgeted, so you wouldn't necessarily have to transfer for it.
We'll see a number close to this.
Sure.
It might be a little higher.
Because
this wasn't exactly a full year.
It was 9 months.
Yeah, it was
correct.
Only 9 months.
It was 9 months.
So that's coming.
Right.
The $920,000 for resident tuition, since we sort of missed that, that's a fairly big number. Did we get a revenue? I mean, did we get revenues from counties, other counties back to us?
That's a product of students going to facilities outside of the county. So it's a hard number to come to a term.
But usually it's a couple of million dollars. We were off by 920. We were off by a lot. A lot of students.
I think this was mainly due to the Fashion Institute of Technology. Yep. The
situation. Oh, well, that's
Marty.
Slowly
I turn.
Sorry.
You wanted to know.
I said to students going outside the area.
Yeah, well, it's not clear, but that's the tuition. Now, the next page, the $80,000 with tuition reimbursement. I thought maybe that might have been FIT, but the 920 is a big number compared to the total number. So either a whole bunch of students, more than we anticipated, went out of county. I mean, that's
there's really no way of tracking where the students are going to go. We do the certificates of residency out of my office, and as they come, we present them.
All right, so for the budget for next year, you're going to raise this number then? It seems like
I think they have a good estimate.
I thought the total number was like 3 million.
I mean, we're going to have to look closely at it and see.
Yeah, that's a big percentage-wise, I'm saying last year we just missed it by a lot. I mean,
it's an unknown. It's not something that we control where the students are going to go to school.
Well, maybe so there's a historical chart. We've been doing this for 30, 40,
sure.
50 years.
Well, then more students went out of the county. That shows.
Now, is that because our college was fraud? I mean, I thought we have our colleges as good or better than the other community colleges. Why?
It's a specialized program. I mean, I think we'll have to look at it, but it could be related to the economy. Or, you know, I don't know.
I think FIT is like three times some of the other.
Okay,
It's also that as the tuitions go up at the other schools, this would be a reflection of that also. So if the tuition went up at the other institutes, we're paying a higher amount.
Well, I just hope, you know, obviously you work on your budget, you give us as realistic a number. You know, we look at these numbers as something either, if we're not happy with the number you put it, we're gonna have some money. So hopefully you'll take a look at that. And,
sure.
Okay, absolutely.
Staying with the miscellaneous for a second. Mm-hmm. So the 2.9, just to help me understand, we were almost $3 million over in money that we had to pay for certiorari proceedings?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And then
the municipal sales tax distribution, we were under by $5 million.
Right.
So we gave out $5 million less?
Yes.
Because our overall sales tax
because it was low.
Was down. We didn't have to pass as much on.
Yep.
Got it.
Municipalities.
Okay, got it.
Budget.
Thank you.
All right, members, motion is in order.
So moved.
Moved and said by Ms. Harkin, second by Ms. Brackman.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick before you move on the item, I note that we did suggest several times through this, and we'll hopefully see this in next year's transfers between finance and budget, on that $1.5 million transfer that's been sitting there from 5307. That was part of our budget that we enacted, but I'm sure we'll see that in next year's numbers. Right? But I just want to make sure that we have that on the record, that we've been requesting that for several months. Thank you.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chairman Jenkins, the following item is...
Mr. Chairman, on the next item, just as a general overall comment, that, we did get these budget transfers in the last meeting. Our last meeting was on August the... our last meeting, August 7th? 9th. August 9th. And we just want to note that it did get in August 9th, and it will be on the agenda for tonight at the very next meeting. So it moved very quickly.
Oh, here it was, right, yeah.
So thank you. On this item, this resolution... that is before us is just trying to, in recognizing that we need to make sure we have accountability as we're going into budget season, to ensure that we are receiving, at least into the fiscal department, our director of fiscal affairs, the last two quarterly performance measure reports from any agency, the community-based organizations that we fund through the county that have a contract in excess of $50,000. They were required under contract to have quarterly performance reports done, and it would be helpful information for the board to have while we're going through deliberations on the 2011 budget. So this resolution is requesting that we have this information by no later than September 30th of the last two available quarterly performance measure reports. That should be from June and from March. They may not be, but we'll ask for the last two ones or whatever ones that they have, so that we'll be able to have that for consideration. I would present this resolution for action by the board at tonight's meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Members, very simple resolution. Mr. Agashi.
Just on that, no, I think it's the idea is very good. I'm just wondering if instead of requesting it this way, and this is one way of doing that, somehow we build into these contracts is going forward that part of the deal, they obviously reporting to the they're reporting this information to the administration. So I can't
help that.
I mean, it's pursuant to their contracts, I guess they're reporting it. Why can't we just, have those contracts again, at least going forward, and maybe they report both to the administration and the board? Send us a copy of it.
We could do that, Mr. Chairman, to Mr. Gowski. But the reality, the administration is the day-to-day runner of the business. So as opposed to having the organization be responsible to send it to us, just getting the last two quarterly reports and making that part of our budget process, we can certainly talk about how to do that.
If we're going to work, try to get into the system, if we're going to say, no, well, let's just work with the administration, have it sent to us, I would first just request that the administration do it. I mean, do we even have to pass a resolution? If they say we're not interested in doing it, then why can't we just request? Why do we have to even go through the resolution process?
I think you have an answer to that.
that by having it as a resolution, it's saying from the board that it's more important that we do that. We are working with the administration through that particular process. We're requesting from them, and it's just memorializing that the board needs this information as it deliberates on the process. We do this, we have done on a weekly basis through the ANC process, is we request a set of information, for every organization, and this helps memorialize that, and that will actually limit those emails, which almost regularly we send out 5 to 10 to ask for this similar information. So this will eliminate that thing, especially given the economic challenges that we have. It'd be better for us to just have the whole package of information, and we'll be able to deal with that, so our budget staff can be prepared to present to us.
I like the idea of getting the information. I'm just saying, because we shouldn't always have to talk to the administration through resolutions. I mean, we don't do a lot. This is you know, one of the few I've seen come down. I hope this isn't the beginning of every time we need something, we have to pass a resolution. First of all, it's only a resolution. I mean, if they're not going to work with us, they're not going to work with us. So again, I would just hope, and I don't see everything that goes on, but we're passing a resolution, just asking the administration to give some information. I would hope that's not necessary. If you, from your perspective, if it's necessary, it's necessary, we have to do it. I would hope it would not be necessary.
Understood. And Mr. Chairman, again, through you, is again for the transparency and the accountability that the board has, that the administration does not necessarily have to have the same level of open and transparent things that happen around the table as we do. This information is definitely going to be essential as we are going through the budget process this year. So
Mr. Chairman, again, I'm not arguing the need for the information. You're right. We need the information. It's a good thing to have. I'm just questioning the way of getting it. And I would like to know if we had made this request and the administration said no, I'd be more comfortable voting for a resolution to the extent this has any force if we had already been turned down from getting this information. If you have been turned down, I would say, well, let's make the request first and see what happens.
It has never been requested. The first we saw is when it appeared on the agenda.
So I mean, I wasn't aware of that, but that's my point. But I appreciate the fact I see a resolution like this, and to me, it's like, why are we going this way unless we have to? That's my
whole point. It's the sense of the board and to be able to have the information. It's not a request from an individual from a thing. It's from the board.
But on behalf of the board, you're our chairman. You can just make that request.
I think that based on experience at this moment in time, the resolution is the appropriate way to go.
All right, the resolution motion is in order. If there are no other questions.
It's my resolution. I would move it.
Move by Mr. Jenkins. I will second your motion, Mr. Jenkins, the committee. Any other comments, questions?
I will support my chairman, Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah. All in favor?
Wait, it's one this year? All right, thank you.
I'm not happy about it, but I'll support it.
Yes, Mr. Ryan. Move that second, Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, on discussion. Mm-hmm. Just two drafting points. I mean, it's a resolution. It's an official document passed by this board. So in the third paragraph is the use of the word legislature capitalized. That should be replaced with Board of Legislators. That's the official name.
What's the kind of Board of Legislators?
Critical for the Westchester County or for the Board of Legislators to analyze performance. Then finally, because it is a resolution, there needs to be a word changed in the first sentence of the fourth paragraph. Therefore, be resolved, the Westchester County Board of Legislators, we need to strike the word requires and substitute something, maybe perhaps hereby requests. Mm-hmm. And with that, I'm prepared to vote for this.
Did you hear that, Mr. Jenkins? The Board of Legislators hereby.
Request. Yeah, we can't require anything.
Yeah. Request. And what was the other one, Mr. Ryan?
In the third paragraph, legislature is capitalized as though it is the actual name of this body. It's the We are the legislative branch. Yes,
and then that legislature to the Westchester County Board of Legislators.
Or Board of Legislators.
Okay.
So you're not.
The Board of Legislators is fine. I think we could deal with that discussion a lot. I think the requirement is that it is, you know, the request sounds optional, right? And by charter, the administration is required to not only do local laws acts, but also resolutions of the board. So, I mean, if it's a question on the word between requiring or requesting, I think that the requiring stops us from having an opportunity for potential, well, you requested it. And now, if you didn't get it, I don't think we want
to
do that.
Well, the only thing I'd say to that is that it doesn't rise to the level of an act of law.
It's not an act.
Local law. Right. It's a resolution. A resolution is simply the way in which we speak publicly. It doesn't carry the force of law. And That's why there's certain language, you know, that such as, you know, require, demand, all those types of things, they're inappropriate for a resolution. So, I mean, that's my only point. I think everybody around the table understands that today at this meeting, and now tonight when this passes, the administration is being asked if you could do this. We're pretty insistent. I think that message has been received loud and clear. But, you know, once again, I'm just making the point of the language that is or isn't in, you know, a resolution. You wouldn't see, for example, therefore be resolved, now that the Westchester County Board has so stated, the administration shall file. And you're not going to see that kind of thing in a resolution. So demanding, requiring, what some other branch of government shall or shall not do, those are appropriate words for other actions the board takes. But, you know, my only point, I don't want to belabor it. No.
All right. No, no. But again, there is an amendment to yes. two amendments.
I mean, resolution. It's fine. I think we can do it.
All right. No. So we're moving forward. Second to the amendment. All in favor?
Aye. No.
That's just the amendment. It's not.
I just wanted to make a comment, Mr. Chairman, if that's okay. I agree with Legislator Rogowski. I think it also should be just, you know, formally in the record that by no means does this suggest the administration has not been forthcoming. I think that's an absolute important item to memorialize in the minutes. Secondly, is this a reasonable amount of time given the, you know, there's a wide range and a certain level of required work that is now mandated upon the administration? Is September 30th, and I'm asking because I don't know, is that a reasonable amount of time for them to put this together? And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Should we be a little more perhaps lenient in that term with respect to at or about? You know, I don't know what the legal terminology is. I'm not an attorney, but, you know,
plus
I don't know how you would word that. And my point being, you know, at or about September 30th or whatever required time, therefore, is necessitated to be forthcoming with the required
I would
information.
Think that the reason why they went with September 30th is because it's the end of the third quarter, and there should be ample time.
For the first, the report should be available. The agencies are required to file quarterly reports.
Okay.
Right. So the last two would be June
right.
and March. So, you know, and again, you know, if someone doesn't have one, I'm sure they'll communicate that to the Director of Fiscal Affairs. And and to the point through you, Mr. Chairman, to Mrs. Marcotte, regarding you would only imagine the string of emails that go back and forth. Sometimes it's just completely. It seems almost a waste of time when we ask the direct question from the fiscal staff sometime that it takes the roundabout answer that it does. So it's just, it happens, but, you know. That's
I think Mr. Jenkins is correct. I think that both branches need to understand that if one or the other is in need of information, you know, from their partner in governing.
Understood.
We should make our best effort, and they should make their best effort to deliver to the other party the information that's needed. That's, you know, in a timely manner.
All right, members, as amended, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Lastly, we have some minutes. If you had a chance to peruse them, I'd entertain them.
There's an added starter.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, no, I have it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But that is an item that I placed on the agenda.
So moved on the minutes.
On the minutes, moved by Mr. Jenkins.
Second
by Martha. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, minutes are moved forward. The end of last week, I received a copy of a resolution. For your information, I am a member of the Community Service and Medicaid Committee for NYSA.
Oh, good.
And we will be entertaining in Buffalo on Thursday next week a resolution requesting that the state take over the Medicaid program. You know, we have a cap as it is now, And I figured Mr. Rogowski would be very happy to see this resolution. And I thought if we could get some home rule support that I could report on Thursday next week that we are in agreement with this, unless you disagree, to help us with the burden of property taxes locally for local governments and counties specifically. I thought we could have some home rule support. Yes,
hasn't this been done many times before, though?
Got it.
I mean, I would assume there's a long record of our desiring to get rid of Medicaid. What makes now different? Just to have one again?
Well, because this statewide is the message, and you're right. We might have approved it before. This is the first year I'm serving, so I'll be delighted to communicate.
I mean, I don't have anything again. I think it's marvelous. We should memorialize it.
I can answer.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a long history year after year of local governments, in particular counties, raising that issue. You're absolutely right. I think the big difference has been, especially in the wake of the real win by all counties in making sure that there was a lot of converging pressure on the different delegations, Assembly and Senate in Albany, to take an action, which they did under Governor Pataki. They took the action to put into place the floating cap. For the first time, we're now in an environment where there is a law on the books that was passed and enacted after the cap that calls upon the state to assume the costs of the administration piece of the program, not the overall program, as this resolution is suggesting. What the state is prepared to do, or so it thinks, it's going to take over the administration, which is just a tiny fraction of the overall cost.
Has that passed?
That's passed. It's
that's
been,
passed.
Been enacted.
Wow, okay.
And so the governor and the Department of Health there's a clock running now, and there's a deadline of November 30th for them to prepare a report that will explain how this implementation will take place. And Mr. Rogowski and I had an opportunity back about a month or so ago, and in the time since, live up in Albany, and then in the time since by conference call, to participate with the Presidential Commission on Medicaid, participate in a way where NYSAC can provide requested input to the government on how this should take place and what we see are the big problems with implementation and the advantages if they go forward and implement this particular piece of it, the administrative takeover. I think it's clear at this point, after about a month's worth of work, that the preferable way, if you're going to take over something, take over the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a very good case can be made for us doing what we have to do, kind of our boots on the ground here, responding to the needs as we see them, and also being, at the end of the day, being kept whole in all of this. Does it require that the state step up to the plate and make some new decisions? Yeah, it does. Tough decisions on funding, absolutely. But they've avoided it for decades, namely back to 1964. So it's high time for them to step up. And
plus, since they are one of only two states,
that's right,
out of
Judy, if I may, Mr. Chair, through the chair,
sure,
to Legislator Myers' comment, I was going to suggest that we add that in the fourth paragraph, the fourth whereas clause, whereas currently 48 states assume the full local cost of Medicaid, highlighting the fact that only New York and North Carolina.
I think North Carolina frankly dropped 2 years ago. I thought them in NACO. The state took it back again. So really we're back.
So we may be the only.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
If I can suggest, I serve on the Resolutions Committee. I mean, this language, as I see it, probably came from the NYSAC staff.
Right, exactly.
Jose serves on the committee that I guess will look at this
right
first.
And I would be at the meeting.
Right, well, I would suggest if we can, if it's open for
If it's open for amendment,
it's docket, but
right, but if it is, I think it's important that we highlight that we are the lone dysfunctional actor left in the country on this.
And if I may, I would like to support for the resolution as presented, and I will highlight that request from our legislature because it's very, very important. But I would like the resolution to remain as is, as it was submitted. I have Mr. Jenkins. Did you have a comment? Okay. Then
First of all, I think it's a fair point, and Jose and I will both try to try to push that point to what Chairman Ryan said, just so you understand what happened. NYSAC, as I've sat in these meetings to its credit, opposed passage of that law back several months ago for the state assuming administrative costs. It seemed counterintuitive. Jesus, it seems like a good thing. As we looked at it, I guess obviously the NYSAC staff looked at it at the time it was presented. You know, the state did something, you should pause. It's, I'm not, disaster maybe too big a word, but it ain't good. You know, because basically the county employees become state employees. I mean, they're talking about taking over the program. And the way we've heard from the New York City folks and counties around the state, as I've learned, we're on the service delivery committee. It'll cost counties money. You know, the state did this. So there's, you know.
Another no good deed. Another surprise.
To its credit, I was surprised that for the NYSAC to its credit opposed passing. And I think they were right to oppose it. But it's the law. I've got to figure out how to implement it. But as Bill said, you know, we've got people on the ground implementing it, and it's like 2%. The administration was 2% of Medicaid. Keep that in place. Take over the 98% of the course. Or take over 100%. Just pay our folks the 2% to keep running, because it's very complicated.
It's very
complicated. And to pull out the Medicaid piece, that same county employee says, oh, by the way, do you need food stamps? Do you need something else? We take that Medicaid piece out over there. Well, you still need a county person. Do you need food stamps? Do you need this? So it actually makes things worse, not better.
Yeah. One of the things that this committee in particular, the entire board of legislators along with the county executive needs to keep a close eye on this, but this committee in particular needs to know that there's like a big shadowy mass over in the corner that we're still trying to figure out what that is. And I can tell you what it is that concerns a lot of us. The law provides for the state to immediately interrupt funding to the counties on all money meant for administration. So in other words, you can see that if they choose not to develop a plan, or the plan is inadequate, or the plan's, being inadequate for a number of different reasons, including they simply developed a plan that allowed them to back into the number they wanted to back into at the state level. It means that we're faced with the same challenges, the same populations at risk here, and the same knowledgeable people within DSS who will know what to do, but the funding stream meant for the administrative piece of that won't be coming out of Albany, and it'll be on our shoulders. That is the biggest fear that counties, especially counties the size of Westchester, should have in a close read of the law that was enacted.
And by the way, they continue to promote this as a hunky dory. You see it on TV, very nice commercial and facilitated enrollment, which I support because, you know, the truth of the matter in the state of New York, no child younger than 19 should go without health insurance. But this promotion of the program continues. So I would entertain a motion from Mr. Rogowski, and I'll second your motion as I was the one that brought it forward, and I'll move it forward with hopefully unanimous support tonight at the meeting, so that I can deliver that message that this legislature took action and wholeheartedly supports the takeover of the Medicaid program.
We'll take over.
Yep. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks so much, everybody. Unless there are any other items to come before this committee,
wow.
Oh my God!
Now, if we get out by 11 o'clock tonight,
guys, gently, please.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, listen. When I became chief. chamber the first time. That's what I wanted to do, but you know, it hasn't succeeded. But today is that example.
Sign and move.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up.
Right? Tell him to sign. Yeah, sign and move. Yeah, the 2 hour.
Thank you, Mr. Regatta.
I'm so looking forward to that. No, the eminent domain public hearing.
All right,
Sally.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? You have. See that one?